KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live between games. The Irish boys warming up at the far end of the court from my vantage point in the road forest green with the Vegas gold numbers. The Patriots right below me. They're vertical striped pants, the wide stripes, dark blue and white, and their white home uniforms with the dark blue numbers trimmed in red, warming up below my vantage point. I look at the boys' standings, and I've mentioned the girls' standings quite a bit in the girls' broadcast and briefly the boys. Liberty Christian, 17-0 on the season, ranked number one in the state. DeSales boys, 10-1 in the division, a game behind in the division, 14-3 overall, ranked number seven. Sunnyside Christian is at 7-3 in the division. Touche is 6-5. If the playoffs league tournament started tomorrow, those would be the four teams in the tournament. Riverside Christian at 5-7 could possibly catch Touche for that final spot. And then Yakima Nation Tribal, Walla Walla Valley Academy, and Prescott will play out the string here down the stretch. The Irish boys lost to the Patriots back on January 7th by a score of 58-51. We'll talk more about that as we get further into the postgame. The Irish boys have three losses this season. On January 2nd, they lost to Moses Lake Christian 54-44 in the Irish Christmas Tournament. At that time, Moses Lake Christian was undefeated and ranked number one. They're now ranked number two. On January 7th, the loss to Liberty Christian 58-51. Now Liberty Christian is ranked number one. And on January 10th at the tournament up in Wenatchee, the Irish lost to Tulalip Heritage 65-63. They are the number eight team in the state, the team the Irish faced in the quarterfinals last year. So the Irish certainly have played a tough schedule. They got the late start to the season due to the state championship in football. Liberty Christian got the same late start because the Irish defeated them for the state football championship. So it's not an excuse. It's just a fact for both these programs, and they both responded well, especially the Patriots, who are undefeated with just three games left in the regular season. So a tough schedule. Tonight will be the fourth game in six-game and nine-day stretch for the Irish to close out this regular season. Last night, the Irish beat Walla Walla Valley Academy 67-42. Very good defense throughout. The defense since that league tournament when Coach Wood said we've got to get better on defense, our energy level in general needs to improve, and he said our chemistry, and that's kind of a vague term, you know, how well we are playing together. All those things seem to get a lot better. The sales has gotten better, especially in the defense category. The energy level is more consistent, but I think it still get better. And that chemistry on offense especially, sometimes the Irish just try to get a little fancy maybe with the ball at times and maybe force some passes in there when they really don't need to. And so I've mentioned this before, the postseason is such a long journey. It starts next week, and the goal is to get to the state tournament in Spokane, which does not start till the first week in March. And we're getting a lot of crowd noise. That's great. They have senior night here at Liberty Christian, and they're celebrating those moments right now. Liberty Christian, as I mentioned, 17-0. They played last weekend, beat Sunnyside Christian 75-56. And Saturday, they hosted Yakima Nation Tribal 63-28. So a three-game homestand here for the Patriots as we head into the final week of the season. Played Sunnyside Christian at home and Yakima Nation Tribal at home last week. And then one thing I forgot to mention in that WAVA game for DeSales, Spencer Green, 5'10 senior, 27 points, 6 3-pointers. And Malachi Raymond is starting to round into shape, 13 points, a lot of rebounds, a lot of steals, and a couple of blocked shots. Very tall and talented and physical WAVA night team, that they could not handle the Irish defensive pressure in the Irish's 67-42 win, where they led wire to wire in that one. 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", and a 6'5 player off the bench. They were a very tall team, and the Irish handled it really well. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll look specifically of how the matchup ended up in DeSales on January 7th when DeSales and Liberty Christian played. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, they're finishing up their senior honors presentation, and you know you got an experienced team. There's six seniors on the Liberty Christian roster, and they've got the whole end line on the opposite end of the court just taken up with all the senior honorees. A lot of candy cane necklaces being handed out, or candy cane, just candy necklaces. A lot of family, a lot of excitement here, and with all the seniors. These teams played back on January 7th at DeSales. The Irish got off to a slow start. Only 7 points in the first quarter. Spencer Green, the focus of the Patriot defense, did not score in the first quarter. The defense early was not good. They gave up 33 points in the first half. We're down 33-21 at halftime. The third quarter was even, but we're outscored 17-15. And trailed 50-36 heading into the final 8 minutes. In that third quarter, I got introduced, as did the Irish, to how good Riker Wagaman is. Wagaman, trying to find his number. Yeah, number two, Riker Wagaman. He was a transfer from Kamiakin after his sophomore year, and he could not play varsity sports last year. My first introduction to him was watching film, helping out the Irish coaching staff as we headed into the playoffs. And I said, who's number 18, that wide receiver? He's tough. And they said, oh, he's a transfer from Kamak. I said, oh. And, you know, the good news is we found a way to beat Liberty Christian twice, including, obviously, the best time for the state championship in football, the Irish completing an undefeated season. But then Wagaman, in the first half of that ball game, fairly uneventful, and then he went off in the third quarter, hit back-to-back-to-back three-point field goals, 13 points in the quarter. He ended up with 22 in the game, and the Irish still were in it and outscored the Patriots 15-8 in the fourth quarter, but lost the ball game 58-51, so a rough start, okay, a tough time defensively in the first half, and actually the first three quarters, especially Riker Wagaman. The Irish held the Patriots to 8 in the fourth quarter, but just could not overcome a 14-point deficit heading into that quarter. So got to fix that slow start, improve the defense, which they really seem to have done, and find a way to stay in the game for four quarters if they want to spoil What looks like could be an undefeated season for the Patriots. They're 17-0, senior night, six seniors on their roster. Their next two games to finish out the season against Prescott, who is winless, and Walla Walla Valley Academy, who is 3-8. So this is the ball game they've got circled that says we win this, we finish the regular season undefeated. The Irish boys stand in the way. Is it going to be a hostile environment and a packed house? Senior night, a small gymnasium, the stage area. I'm looking out the little doorway area that I'm at. It is packed. It's a pink out night. A lot of pink lays and pink shirts. Good atmosphere. Great atmosphere for small school high school basketball. We'll be right back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at Liberty Christian School in Richland. The Liberty Christian starters for this ball game under head coach Dylan Hawk. Big night for Coach Hawk. His son is a senior. His daughter is an eighth grader on the girls' team. They had the comeback win in the girls' game. His son Trevor Hawk, a senior, will start for the Irish. He had 9 points the last time these teams played. Riker Wagaman, a 6'2 senior. I'm guessing on the heights. They do not list heights in their program. And actually, they do as I look. They didn't. Okay. Anyway, Wagaman had 22 for the Patriots, including that huge third quarter I mentioned. Harrison Cowan, a 6'1 senior, will start. He had 6 on January 7th. Camden Hogebohm, a 6'2 senior, 7 points. He ended up fouling out of that ball game. And then Eli Isley, a junior that will start along with the four seniors. He had 4 points when these teams met on January 7th. Spencer Green will start for the Irish. 23 the first time these teams played. Spencer had 27 against WAVA last night. Cohen Wood, the 6 foot junior, will start. 8 points when these teams met in January. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior. He's a big, real key in our offense. Most team strategy is take away Spencer Green. That's obvious. And Maddox is usually the guy that has some open looks. When he's on, the Irish can be tough to stop. Malachi Raymond has really improved. He had only played a couple games when these teams met on January 7th. He did not score in that ball game, but the 6'2 junior is playing much more. Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, he fouled out with just 4 points the last time these plays. Manning has had some tough health issues, both with the flu and whatnot, and a sore leg. And he's going to see how long he can go in this one. Rebound, or the inbound, or the tip is up and controlled. Well, Raymond hits it twice and gets it to Spencer Green. Irish working at the opposite end of the court. Man-to-man defense by the Patriots. Spencer Green up top, drives right elbow, puts a floater up, in and out, stays out. Rebound, Manning Filing. Kick out to Wood. Right corner to Green. Green with Grover right on him. Gets it to Maddox. Filing. Maddox drives in, can't hit the shot. Rebound by Wagaman, and he's tied up. Jump ball. Maddox Filing did the hard part. He made a move, got to the basket, and just laid it up too strong. Possession arrow in favor of the Patriots. So the Irish got a good look. Couldn't finish to start the ballgame. Packed house. Defensive chant from the Irish fans. In the front court comes Hawk for the first time. Over to Hogebohm. Left wing to Wagaman. Down low to Hawk. Hawk backing in on Filan. Now to Wagaman on a cut to the baseline. He's got the pass and the lay-in. Riker Wagaman gets behind the defense. on the moving away from the ball. Patriots score first. Green on the left wing of it. Up top to Raymond. Rises for a 15-footer. He's got it. Malachi, a catch-and-shoot jumper from straight away at the foul line area. We're tied at 2. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Patriots trying to go undefeated in the regular season. Wagaman behind the back. Gets in the lane. Puts it up strong. He's fouled. It's off the mark. But showing his skills. Goes behind the back at the just inside the top of the key to get free. And in the lane, he got contact. He caught contact with Malachi Raymond, who picks up the foul. Wagaman's shot went in and out. He'll shoot 2 free throws, and he misses the first. 2-2 our score. 6:52 to go, first quarter. Just underway in what should be a very, very good high school boys basketball team. Wagaman hits the second free throw. 3-2 Patriots. They show full court pressure after the made three throw. Green has it knocked away. Filan runs it down. Now he has it knocked away. Woods got it back to Maddox, and that's a 10-second violation. The Patriots full court pressure, and the Irish can't get it into front court. And now the Patriots will inbound under their own basket. I'll lean out the window below me. Inbounding it is Cowan. Finds a wide open player inside who lays it in. That's Nate Grover for the bucket. Nate Grover didn't start the game, but he came in early on there. I didn't see him. He did the Irish. And Green on the drive, shot blocked out of bounds by Wagaman. Irish will inbound under the basket at the far end, down 5-2. 18 on the shot clock. Green looking inside, nobody open. Pass out top goes to Maddox Filan. Maddox on the dribble drive, no room to shoot, back to Green. Wagaman right on Green to Manning Filan. Back to Green. Spencer on the drive, kick out to Filan. Filan, a ball fake, he'll go in the lane, lose it, kick out to Maddox. 3 on the way, got it! Maddox Filan from the right corner, the Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3. We're tied at 5. He's the guy that's going to get the open looks. Wagaman on the left wing of the ball, Wood on him. Man-to-man defense for both teams. Hot comes off a screen, a 3-pointer. It's an air ball and saved inbounds it right to Malachi Raymond. Now to Filan on the wing. That's Maddox to Raymond in the lane. 7-footers up and in. DeSales scores 5 in a row and goes up 7-5. Good fast break for the Irish after the Hawk air ball. Hogaboam with it gets it off to Cowan. Back up top to Wagaman. Green and Wagaman. That's going to be a battle. Now they switch off, and Maddox Filan knocks it away from Wagaman. Loose ball goes right to Hawk. Shot clock at 12. Hawk on the drive. Kick out to Cowan. Back up top to Hogaboam. That's Hogaboam. Hogaboam shoots a 15-footer. Won't go. Rebound Raymond. All green shirts underneath the basket. Long pass up to Wood. With a little 4-footer on the baseline. It's off the mark. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by the Patriots. 7-5. DeSales with the lead. 5:07 to go, first quarter. Green will inbound it at the far end of the court. They lob it up high to the left elbow to Manning Filan. Dribbles to the right wing, gives it to Wood. Wood dribbling right to left, kick out to Maddox Filan. Outside the arc, he drives in, cuts off, kicks out for a deep three by Green. In and out. Oh, stays out. In and out. Hit the backboard. Almost went in. But it didn't. Hawk, Patriots with the rebound. Hawk gets into front court to Cowan. Pass inside to Grover. Grover's shot won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Green. Grover had a good look. Couldn't finish. Green gets Raymond behind the defense, and he lays it in. Malachi Raymond sprinting down the left sideline. Green hit him in stride. Timeout, Patriots. Irish up 9-5. 4:35 to go. First quarter. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
This gym is packed, and for an Irish fan who hasn't been in the gym yet, You come into the ball game for just the boys game, good luck trying to find a seat. We get four rows of bleachers just behind our bench, and that's it. And the Knights have the rest of the place filled up, which is, that's what's called home court advantage. Well, the Sails, I mentioned their first game with the Patriots. The Irish were down 17-7 after one quarter, down 33-21 at the half. Slow start and not very good defense. That was an issue. They're up 9-5 in this one, 4 minutes into the ball game. They pass it down low to Grover. Grover looking at Raymond. Raymond forces him back into the right corner. They get it to Hogelman, back to Grover. Grover on the drive, cut off, kick out top to Cowan. Swing it over to Hawk. Hawk on the drive, kicks it back to Cowan. Cowan over to Hawk, looks at a three. Instead, he'll drive the basket, slice to the hoop, scoop to the hoop, and scores. Cohen Wood has been guarding Ryan Riker Wagaman, their top player, keeping him out of it. But Hawk on the drive scores. Irish up 9-7 with the ball. Wood gets the ball at the foul line. No room to shoot. Kick out to Manning. Phelan, three on the way off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Patriots. Hogebohm with it. Up in court to Hawk. To Cowan. He'll fire a quick three, and it's in and out. Stays out. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Wagaman has not been touching the ball. Actually, yeah, he's in the game. They get out top to Green. Now the Patriots show a 2-3 zone, switching up the defense. They started man-to-man. Get on the baseline to Raymond. He hits a 12-footer. Malachi Raymond, 8 first-quarter points. Malachi's getting back in the groove. He's a competitive player. Last year as a sophomore, he finished the state tournament individually as one of the top 10 scorers, rebounders, shot blockers. He can play. Pass down low to Hogeboom. No room to shoot. Gets it to Grover. 8-footer. It's partially blocked by Raymond. The Patriots get the loose ball. Hawks got it. He drives. Shot blocked again by Raymond. Loose ball goes to Grover. 4 on the shot clock. He scores it. Good defense by the Irish, but the Patriots stick with it. Irish up 11-9. They find Raymond open inside. Double pump. He scores. Nice pass by Cohen Wood. Malachi Raymond has 10 first quarter points. Spencer Green is yet to score. He drove in and took one shot on the drive and a long three that was off the mark. Hawk on the drive, kick back out to Wagaman. He stepped back three over Wood. He's got it. Riker Wagaman, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, and the Irish lead is down to 1 at 13-12. Right wing pass to Maddox Phelan in the right corner to Manning. Back to Maddox, playing catch on the right side of the court. Now they center it up to Green between the circles. Zone defense right now by the Patriots. They get it to Raymond at the foul line. Dump down low to Manning. Phelan powers it up and in. Manning Phelan cuts inside, finishes strong. Irish up 15-12. DeSales executing the zone offense well. They have a 3-point lead. Wagaman in the front court. Tries to get by Wood. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Spencer Green. Wagaman shadows him. Spencer will slow it down. He gets it to Raymond in the lane. Raymond's shot is good. Spencer Green drew Wagaman away from the basket after stealing it from him, and Malachi Raymond is filling up the stat sheet here in the first quarter. Irish up 17-12, and there's a reach and foul out front on Malachi. Malachi's getting very intense right now, but you don't want him committing a foul out near half court on a reach in. Malachi's second foul, doggone it. Tough one. Malachi's going to have to sit down. Jackson Gazelle checks in, as does Mateo Jimenez. So Malachi sits now with 8, 10, 12 of the Irish's 17 points. He has single-handedly scored as much as the Patriots have, but that was a tough foul to take away from the basket. They get inside to the big guy who's checked in. That's Eli Isley. He misses inside, and Green gets in the front court to Gazelle. Back to Green, open for three, off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped. Jimenez will try to control it, and it's knocked away from him by Wagaman. The Sails with a 5-point lead and the ball, 1:19 to go in the first quarter. Green will inbound it under the scoreboard at the opposite end of the court from my vantage point. They lob it inside to Wood. He catches it in the air and scores it. Cohen's first bucket. Nice touch pass by Spencer. Irish have a 7-point lead, 1:12 to go first quarter. Defensive chance from the Irish group that's down below us. Now Wagaman's got it. He takes Maddox Phelan inside. Now he's doubled up by Green or by Jimenez. Now baseline to Hawk. He's trapped on the end line, and the ball's slapped away, but there's a foul called. Tough one. They had him there in jail down there on the baseline, but bailed him out with a foul. Just got a – and that's on Cazell. They had him trapped. No need to reach in and foul. He had nowhere to go with it. They get it to Isley up top to Wagaman. Spencer Green's on him. Back over to Hawk. I'm going to have to lean out the window to see the action. Down below me is Grover. He'll fire a three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. And a foul is going to be called on the Patriots as Maddox Filan at 5'9" had the block again, a block out on Eli Easley, who is 6'5". Nice block out. That's the third foul on the Patriots. Now check that. That's just the first foul. I was looking at the wrong side of the scoreboard. The Irish have committed three. Unfortunately, two of those on Malachi Raymond. Jackson Gazelle checks out of the ball game, and now Jake Warwick checks in for the first time. 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. Irish up 19-12 with the ball. Pass inside by Woods, stolen away by Hawk. Hawk ahead to Grover. Grover lays it in traffic. Miscommunication at the Irish end as Jimenez had posted up and then left the spot, but Wood had already committed to the pass. Now Jimenez has it knocked away and stolen by Isley. And now we have a whistle and a foul on to Sales. The outlet pass to Hawk, and Warwick and Maddox Filand challenged him. And I think that's the, is that the fifth foul? No, they already switched it. It's the fourth foul. The foul is on Warwick, his first. 18 seconds to go, first quarter. Irish up 19-14 on the road in a packed gym against an undefeated and number one ranked team in the state, Liberty Christian. Wagaman with Maddox on him. Tries a step back three now, split the defense, jump stop in the lane, off the mark, won't go. Jeez, they caught that, I hope, because Isley just stiff-armed Warwick and put him on the deck, and now he's saying, what'd I do? That was a pretty easy call. So Isley has both of the Patriot fouls. 2.3 seconds to go in the quarter. The Irish got to try to catch it and throw it up there. Green to get it front court to Filan. He won't get it up. But DeSales, one of the goals, get a better start. They were down 17-7 at the end of the first quarter back on January 7th in that loss at DeSales. They're up 19-14 after 8 minutes here in the end of January. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Irish will start the second quarter with the basketball on a 5-point lead, 19-14. Maddox Filan, Manning Filan, Mateo Jimenez, Cohen Wood, and Spencer Green on the floor. Malachi Raymond, who had 12 first quarter points, is on the bench with two fouls in the corner to Maddox Filan. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound Hawk. Hawk, Grover, Wagaman, and Hogaboom, four starters. And then also on the floor is Nye Coomsey, a senior, for the first time. Coomsey's got it at the top of the key. He drives in, kicks left corner to Hawk. Three on the way. It's off the mark. Rebound Manning Filan. Outlet to Maddox. Maddox will push it into front court. Spencer Green still looking for his first points. They're all over him. He's got the ball deep on the right wing. Gets at the elbow to Manning Filan. Gets it down low to Maddox. 5'8 guy. Can't do anything with it down there. He kicked it out. Swing it to Jimenez. To Wood. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Two players on the deck. Jimenez and Hogaboom. Rebounded by Hawk, though. Hawk will come the other way. It's physical. Up top to Wagaman. Green on him. Gets turned around. Wagaman will fire the three. It won't go. Manning Filan with the rebound. Wagaman faked out Spencer there. Spencer thought he passed it. Irish up 19-14. Neither team has scored here early in the second quarter. Jimenez, errant pass, throws it right to Wagaman. Wagaman comes back the other way. He misses the shot. Spencer Jimenez got back, just put his hands up and waited. Wagaman missed the whole rim. Irish get a huge break there. Still neither team has scored here in the second quarter. 19-14 Irish. Up top the green. Kim Coombsay on him. Up top the wood. He spins right by Hogabone, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, kick up to Green. Green on the drive, kick in the corner to Maddox, goes by Hawk, pulls up from 17, he's got it. They flew at him for the three, he went by, and Maddox has five, and the Irish lead is 7 at 21-14. They score first in the second quarter. 6 minutes to go in the half. Wagaman's pass inside, knocked away by Green. Loose ball picked up by Maddox, back to Spencer. Wagaman checking him on the right wing. Spencer's just got to be patient. They swing it around to Jimenez in the left corner. Up top to Spencer. Now to Manning, five. Right corner, Maddox. Maddox looking for room. Can't find it. Gets a green in the corner. Fires a three. In and out. Won't go. Jimenez powers up for the rebound, and he's fouled. Spencer not hitting his shots yet. We hope he'll get high. But Mateo Jimenez, a freshman, really went high for that rebound. And the foul was on Hogabone, his first. Remember, Malachi Raymond on the bench with those two fouls. Jimenez hit the floor hard. I think he's okay, but he comes out of the ballgame and Jackson Gazelle checks in. Jimenez has had a little bit of trouble with ball security. Green inbounds on the right wing to Wood. They swing it around to Gazelle. Now to Maddox filing. His shot off the mark. Rebound tipped. It goes out of bounds in their half court. Maddox followed his shot. He and Manning, his brother, ran into each other. Cowan was in the mix as well. The ball ricochets all the way to half court and off to Sales. Hogabone will inbound it right to my left, straight down the sideline. Irish lead 21-14. The Patriots have not scored in this second quarter. 5:28 to go till halftime. The Irish just have the one basket. It's been a defensive battle. Driving to the basket is Hogabone. Leaves it short. Rebound Cohen Wood. DeSales done a great job on the offensive board so far. Left corner pass to Gazelle. Back to Green. Green drives in. Splits the defense and lays it in. There's Spencer Green on the left wing. Beat the first guy. Beat the second guy. Beat the third guy. Spencer's first back at the Irish up by 9. 23-14. Maddox Fylan steals it away from Hawk out front. Spencer Green has the loose ball. Spencer into front court. They've got a 5-on-4. Gets it to Manning Fylan. Backs in. Kicks it over to Cazell. Back up to Maddox Filen. Swing it to Green in the corner to Wood. Good ball movement. Down low to Manning Filen. Loses the handle. Goes right to Cazell. Great ball movement. 15 on the shot clock. Kick out to Manning Filen. Three on the way. Won't go. Hawks got the rebound. They want to run. Irish hustle back. Hawk will slow it down. The sales up by 9. 23-14. 4.5 minutes to go. First half. The Patriots not scored nearly halfway through this second quarter. They haven't scored in the second quarter. Cowan to Hogabone between the circles. Now Hawk left wing. Wagaman is getting his first break of the night. He's not been out there. Gazelle working on Hawk. Now Green slaps it away from Hawk. DeSales doing a good job defending on ball. And then Spencer has done a nice job sneaking up on the ball handler. Now Wagaman will check in and Hawk will get a break. DeSales theoretically, I think, has more depth than the Patriots. Wagaman with Green on him. Wagaman loses the handle on the ball, gets it back, puts up a tough shot, won't go. Rebound tip, controlled by Filan, but Wagaman knocks it away, takes a shot, it won't go. Long rebound tipped out to Isley. It's 15 foot off the mark. Rebound Spencer Green. He's knocked to the deck. No call. And now we have a whistle. What was that? Yeah, they did call the foul on Green getting knocked down. It was just a very late whistle. And that foul was on Silas Buehr, a junior, who did not play when these teams met down at DeSales. So the Irish pitching a shutout defensively. The Irish have outscored the Patriots 4-0 in a low-scoring first half of this second quarter. 3:58 to go till half. Now, I think there's some discussion on who the foul is actually on. I'm not sure. Malachi Raymond has checked back in the ballgame. And they're trying to figure out what's going on there, I guess. He and Cowan are laughing about it. They're both wearing a number 11. They get it inside to Raymond, who throws a hard pass to Manning Fylan. And there's Malachi doing a little too much there. Manning was going for a rebounding position. Malachi had risen up above the defense. Got to just take that shot. And the Irish, unselfish. They like playing it with each other. Sometimes you just got to take the shot instead of making that extra pass down low. We'll take that turnover, though. Up top it goes to Cowan. Right wing to Grover. Grover inside to Isley. The big guy kicks it back out to Wagaman. 14 on the shot clock. Wagaman wants a screen. Gets it. Now he'll pass it off to Grover. Grover for three. Hits off the mark. Rebound Manning Filan. The green shirts blocking out very well. Maddox Filan drives the double. Kick back to Manning Filan. He drives in. Got pushed hard. Oh, boy. Isley really pushed Filan on that shot. No call. The Irish coaching staff really disappointed Mac. 3:11 to go, third quarter. Irish up 23-14. The Patriots not scored here in the second quarter. Wagon with Maddox Filan hunkered down on him. Ball fake. Tries to drive in. Jump stop in the lane. Takes a tough shot over Cassell. Won't go. Rebound Maddox Filan. The Sales defense is very solid. In the corner to Green. Gets Cowan in the air. Then he gets Wagaman in the air. Wagaman falls on him. They help each other up. I think those guys play a lot of basketball during the summer season. So Wagaman picks up his first foul. Third on the Patriots. The Irish have not committed a foul in the second quarter. Green will inbound under the Irish basket. They find it. Manning Filan underneath. He goes up on Grover. Shot partially blocked. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. Manning Filan denied the first time. Put it up. The Irish have opened up 11-point lead. They have outscored the Patriots 6-0 in this second quarter. 2.5 minutes to go in the third. The number one ranked team in the state. And the Irish have shut them out for 5.5 minutes. There's a lob inside to Wagaman. And Wagaman and Maddox Filan going at it. And Wagaman falls out of bounds. Maddox is going, hey, what am I supposed to do? I'm 5'10". Wagaman is taller than that, that's for sure. Wagaman, oh, that's a JV roster. Looking at the wrong roster. The program I got at DeSales did not have heights listed. There's Wagaman, 6'2". So they'll inbound after the foul on Maddox Filan. They have nobody open inside to get up top to Isley. They'll reset to Hawk. Hawk turns to his dad, head coach Dylan Hawk. They call the play. And Maddox Filan steals it away from Hawk, but there was some contact there. Maddox went ahead and fired up a three, and it went in, but he's going to pick up his second foul. So Maddox, 5'9 senior, has picked up fouls on back-to-back plays. Irish lead is 11, though. They get inside to Isley. Going up on Jimenez. Puts it up strong. Won't go. Rebound. Wood. Good defense by Mateo Jimenez, who came back in for Malachi Raymond. They get it to Wood inside. As it slapped away, gets it to Gazelles. To Green. Green on the drive. Dumps it to a wide open Wood underneath, who scores it. Spencer Green drew three defenders. Cohen Wood caught the bounce pass and laid it in. Irish up 27-14. Have outscored the Patriots 7-8-0 in this second quarter. Green slaps away from Wagaman and goes out of bounds. The DeSales defense is suffocating on the Patriots right now. Kumze and Landon Cole. Landon Cole, a freshman, 6'5". They got a lot of height. They lob it inside for Cole, and he hits the deck hard. Jimenez and Cassell had him sandwiched, and that's going to be a foul on one of them. I think it's on, let's see, Jimenez. That will be Mateo's first, third on the Irish, each team with three fouls. Patriots will inbound under their own basket. I'll lean out the window and watch Hawk inbound in the corner to Grover. Up top to Kumze. Kumze looking inside. He'll take a long three. Off the long iron out, all the way out near half court. Chased down by Grover. Tough rebound opportunity there. The Patriots will reset the offense. Hawk with it. 1:37 to go in the third quarter. Hawk looking for room. Drives baseline. Cut off by Jimenez. In the corner to Grover. Three on the way. It's off the mark as well. Rebound Maddox Filan. Ahead to Cohen Wood. Wood on the right wing. Cut off by Cowan. Irish will reset. They get it to Green at the between the circles. To Cassell. Wide open underneath. Jimenez can't hit it, but he tips the put back in. Ooh, he missed the easy one. He made the hard one. DeSales has opened up a 15-point lead on the Patriots, who have not scored here in the second quarter. 29-14 Irish. Defense a chant from the Irish faithful, and they have been playing it. Hawk kicks it out to Grover. Grover jump stop in the lane, puts up a tough shot, hits way off the mark. Rebound by Cole, blocked out of there by Jimenez. Cole, a freshman. Jimenez, a freshman. Green to Jimenez. Left corner to Filan, open for three. Off the iron will go Green with the offensive rebound, and he'll lay it in. DeSales is all over the Patriots on their home floor on senior night. Number one ranked team in the state. DeSales up 31-14. 30 seconds to go in a second quarter where the Patriots have not scored. Hawk in the corner to Cowan. Cowan gets it to Kumze. Kumze Now he gives it to Cowan. Back to Hawk. 21 seconds in the quarter. 12 on the shot clock. Hawk trying to find room to drive. Can't do it. Get it to Kumze. Kumze, a little jump stop in the lane. He misses the shot. Rebound. Cole shot off the mark. Jimenez fights for the rebound. Green's going to pick up the loose ball. It's tipped. It's still in bounds. Jimenez gets it and gets it to Green. Oh, and there's a long pass up court to Maddox. Finally knocked out of bounds. That happened right below me. I had to lean out the window. Mateo Jimenez, the freshman. His hustle. He dove on the floor, kept it alive. Green had it, tried to slam it off a Patriot player and to knock it out of bounds. It stayed in bounds. There's a lob to Wood. Wood will try to catch it at the buzzer. I lost track of the clock. Shot won't go. DeSales puts a goose egg up against the Patriots, on the Patriots, the number one ranked team in the state on their home court. The Irish holds them without a point in the second quarter. Irish up 31-14. Great defense by DeSales in the first half. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, I've seen all the teams in the Southeast 1B League. I've seen the number two team in the Southeast B, excuse me, in the Grape Division, I've seen all the teams. In the Wheat Division, the Sales beat Oaksdale in a very one-sided ballgame. Oaksdale, the second-place team with only one league loss in the Wheat Division, and the Irish beat them 64-36. So Garpal's their number one team, and I would be hard-pressed to believe that Garpal is as good as either one of the teams that are playing right now. And so what I'm getting at is this is not going to be the last time these teams play each other. It'll be the last time they play in the regular season. DeSales got off to a fast start, up 19-14 after one quarter. When these teams played at DeSales January 7th, the Irish Coach Wood, the first guy to say it, we're not playing that well in a lot of areas. They were down 17-7 after 8 minutes, down 33-21 at the half. And Coach Wood, in my interview with him up at the Wenatchee tournament, says, we got to play better defense. Message received. DeSales gave up 14 first quarter points to the Patriots. They do not allow a point by the Patriots in the second quarter. The Irish outscore the Patriots 12-0 in the second quarter. They lead by 17 points at the half. The Patriots have only scored 14 in the first half. Now, they're a great team. Obviously, you don't go undefeated and be ranked number one this late in the season, not being very, very good. So they're certainly going to make some adjustments. But defense travels. And the Irish, they can keep playing the lockdown defense. They're in great shape right now. They're halfway through a four-game, well, they're trying to get halfway through a four-game week. A win would tie the Irish with Liberty Christian atop the boys' division. The Irish host Sunnyside Christian, a very good team, ranked number 11 in the state on Friday, but a nice start to this one. Up 31-14 at the half on senior night at Liberty Christian. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back here at the half with a look at the schedule of upcoming games. There's a quick comment about the girls contest in case you joined us late. The Lady Irish trying to break a tie with Liberty Christian's girls for second place, up 25-15 at the half, led by 11, had the lead throughout the third quarter and into the fourth quarter, but a 9-0 run by the Patriots got them back in the game, and they ended up outscoring the Irish 19-10 in the fourth quarter for a 48-44 win in the girls contest. The Patriot girls shot 26 free throws, made 12 of them. The Irish shot 9 free throws, made only 2 of them. Certainly a stat that showed the difference in the ball game. So the girls will play Sunnyside Christian at home Friday, tipping off at 6 o'clock. The boys will follow, of course, and then the boys and girls will finish up the regular season with Tushy in the Irish gym senior night. Girls will tip off at 4, followed by the boys, and that will wrap up the regular season. A peek ahead just to the dates that will start the league tournament. The top four teams from the Wheat Division and the Great Division will match up the next week. Girls games on Wednesday, February 4th and Friday, February 6th. Four seed will travel the 1 seed. 3 seed will travel the 2 seed, back and forth between the two divisions at home sites. And so the boys will play Thursday, February 5th, and Saturday, February 7th at home sites. And then the second week of that tournament will take place at Dayton, February 11th and February 13th. So the league tournament stretches over 2 weeks, and the survivors of the league tournament move on to district-level play that will be February 20th and 21st at Reardon up outside of Spokane. And so that's the first couple paths to the postseason. But the Irish boys trying to forge a tie atop the Grape Division. And they are up by 17 against the number one team in the state, Liberty Christian, by a score of 31-14 at the half. We'll be right back with halftime stats and second half action on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, both teams are finishing up their warm-up shots. Liberty Christian not able to find the range at the basket below my vantage point in front of the Irish bench for any makes in the second quarter. They'll shoot baskets at the far end in front of their bench in the second half. Scoring for the Patriots in the first half. How many players got in the game? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players. got in the game. All of Coach Hawk's guys got in there. Only three of them scored points. 2 points for Trevor Hawk. 6 points for Riker Wagaman. He's their guy. 22 points when these teams met on January 7th. And he can go off on at any time. He had back-to-back-to-back threes against the Irish in the third quarter at DeSales. And then 6 points for Nate Grover. All those points in the first quarter. 1 of 2 from the line in the first half are the Patriots. Eli Isley, their 6'5 junior post player, the only player with any foul trouble with 2. For the Irish, Coach Wood got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ballgame. 6 of them score. Mateo Jimenez, 2 points. 4 for Spencer Green. They've really shut him down, but the rest of the team has responded at both ends. Cohen Wood has 4. 5 for Maddox Filan. 4 for Manning Filan. And Malachi Raymond, 12 points to lead all scorers. He scored all of those in the first quarter and picked up 2 quick fouls. Patriots will start the second half with the ball. Up top it goes to Wagaman, right at half court. His heels on the line. They get it to Hawk. He tries to lob it into Wagaman, knocked away by Raymond. So they tried to set up the backside play off the, but now we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Or what was the call there? Huh. No foul call. They're going to have Liberty Christian inbound the ball at the other end. Huh. That's curious. Wagaman on the drive, goes up and over Wood and scores it. Wagaman hits the bucket. That's their first basket since the first quarter. Cross court pass by Green, stolen by Grover. Irish turn it over. Grover comes the other way. Jump stop in the lane. He puts it up and strong and in. And the Irish turn it over uncontested. The Patriots score 4 quick ones on their home court. You knew they were going to make a run. The Irish got to make them work for it. Wood on the drive. Cut out, kick out to Maddox Filan. Now he gets it up top, throws it in the backcourt, and the Irish turn it over. Coach Wood says, calm down. So DeSales gives up a bucket on a nice drive to the hoop by Wagaman, and then an unforced turnover, 2 unforced turnovers, and the Patriots. Well, you knew they would respond. They're not undefeated and ranked number 1 for nothing, and they've scored 4 in the third. They swing it to Wagaman for 3, in and out, stays out. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Boy, that really would have lit up the fans there. Irish in the front court to Filan. Filan, that's Maddox with a 3-point attempt and the rebound battle. Raymond and Wagaman tangled up, and it's a jump ball. It'll be DeSales basketball. Lean out the window. Spencer Green will inbound under the Irish basket. They lob it to Raymond. He catches it, shoots it, leads it long, gets his own rebound, goes up strong again and puts it in. Malachi has such a good straight-up vertical leap. He's stuck with it. He's got 14. The Irish up 33-18. On the deep left wing to Hogaboam. Hogaboam up top to Grover. Raymond sagging off him. Now Hawk with it. Right corner to Cowan. Wood is shadowing Wagaman everywhere. Kick out to Cowan. That's a long three, and he's got it. Rip City. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Cowan. His first basket. First Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3 for the Patriots. Maddox Filan had 1 in the first half. Green on the drive, kicks it in the corner to Woods. Swing it to Malachi. Malachi with Wagaman on him. Now up to Maddox. Maddox drives in, pulls up from 8 feet. In and out. Oh, it spins out. Rebound Manning Filan. Manning Filan's rebound put back is off the mark. DeSales has missed it close in. 12-point lead now. But the Hawks trying to return the favor on the Irish. They've outscored them 7-2 here early in the second half after the Irish blitzed them 12-0 in the second quarter. Grover inside, goes up strong, leaves it short. Rebound Manning Filan. Outlet to Maddox. Maddox wants to push it. Patriots hustle back. Gives it to Green. Now with the elbow to Manning. Back up to Malachi. Malachi drives in strong. Oh, a lot of contact. No call. Oh, boy. Maddox. And the Hawks get the rebound. The Patriots get the rebound. Hawk takes the shot in transition off the mark. Irish Manning Filan with the rebound. Quickly back the other way out of the Irish. To the elbow to Manning. Down low to Malachi Raymond. Cowan with a lot of contact, no call. Manning gets it. Malachi gets the ball back. He's looking at the officials. He's saying, what's going on here? They do call the foul on the second one, but they say it's on the rebound, not the putback. So they're banging Malachi around hard. That foul was on Hogaboam, his second. They inbound it to Wood. He leaves it short. Rebound Manning Filan, gets three players in there. Shot blocked out of there, though, by Weigeman. Manning Filan gets it. Maddox does kick in the corner to Green. Three-pointer is good. DeSales battling inside. Maddox Filan got that rebound and kicked it in the corner. Hank Warden Edwards owns three by Spencer. Has the Irish back up by 15, 36-21, 4:54 to go third quarter. Very competitive ball game. The Sales trying to give Liberty Christian their first defeat of the season. They're ranked number one. And Hogaboam, eight-footer in the lane, he's got it. The Patriots have definitely got their confidence back offensively. Irish up by 13, 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. To the left elbow to Manning Filan. Now to Maddox, over to Malachi Raymond, slapped away. Malachi definitely got their intention with 12 first-quarter points. They're all over him here in the second half. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Timeout on the floor. Irish up 36-23 when with the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS 2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Irish will break the huddle and inbound it under the basket right below me. And they get it to Maddox. No room to shoot. Up top to Cohen Wood. Wagaman right on him. Back to left wing to Maddox Filan. Maddox drives to left elbow. Bounce pass to Cohen Wood. Cohen on the drive. Elevates in the lane. He's got it. Good bucket off the set play, off the timeout. Irish up 38-23. They lead by 15. They led by 17 at the half. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hogaboam gets it to Grover. Right corner to Cowan. Cowan with Maddox Filan on him. Right corner Hawk. Wood right on Hawk. Wagaman trying to post up on Spencer Green, shoving him in the back, and that's an offensive foul. Spencer Green at 5'10", Wagaman at 6'2". He was fronting him, and Wagaman just elbowed him in the back of the head, and I don't know how he thinks that's not a foul. And that's Wagaman's second. Good battle in the low post, and Spencer wins it. Second foul on Wagaman. They show a little three-quarter court trap. The Irish get it to Malachi Raymond in the left corner, up top to Maddox. Now to Spencer. He's double-teamed and stripped. Wagaman steals it back. Pass up court stolen by Malachi Raymond. And the deflection picked off by Maddox Filan to Manning. Manning kick out to Wood. Now to Green. Deep three left wing. Got it! Spencer Green. Hank back-to-back. Hank Warden Edward Jones threes. I forgot to mention this. Spencer Green scored 49 points on this floor last year to set the school record for a single game. He's got 10 now. The Irish have a 18-point lead, their biggest lead of the game. Cowan in the right corner. Up top it goes to Hogaboam. Hogaboam on the drive, stripped by Maddox Filan. Green has a loose ball. It's 3-on-3. Green has it stolen from behind by Hogaboam. Now Hawk with it, heading the other way. Hawk into front court, right corner to Cowan. Cowan on the drive to the elbow, back to the corner to Hawk. Three on the way, right wing, off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Malachi Raymond. The Sales seems to have weathered the storm somewhat. They lead at 41-23. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Maddox filing from the corner. He's got it. Three. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, threes for the Irish in this quarter after making only one in the first half. That's Malachi's second, and the Irish have opened up a 21-point lead, 44-23. Cowan gets it down low to Hawk. He's too far under the basket. Kick out to Wagaman. Open look. He's got it. Wagaman second. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Gets the lead back down to 18. DeSales to Green. Green, and we got a whistle and timeout. Good timeout by Coach Wood. They built that 21-point lead. Wagaman hit the three. Let's calm it down. 2:20 to go, third quarter. DeSales up 44-26 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Irish have settled down after the Patriots opened the third quarter with six straight points, helped by two unforced turnovers by the Irish. They inbound on the inbound play, get to Green for three. It won't go. Jackson Gazelle's coming the game, gets a rebound, gets it to Green. He can't hit the shot. He hit the deck. Rebound by Jimenez. Now the Irish will reset. Jimenez and Gazelle both checked in at the break and both get offensive boards. Now Malachi Raymond scoops one up and in over the front iron. Irish have opened up a 20-point lead again, 46-26. They led by 21 at one point. Wagaman hit a three. He spins inside. Tough shot. He scores. He's fouled. Riker Wagaman. He had 13 points in the third quarter at DeSales. He's got seven in this third quarter here. He's a player. The difference is the Irish are up by 18 instead of down by 15. At the end of the third quarter at DeSales. Wagaman's free throw is good. He's got 8 in the quarter, 14 for the game. Irish up 46-29, 1:49 to go in the third. Green throws it over the top of the press to Maddox Filan. Drives in, cut off, kicks it left wing to Green. Green splits the defense. He hits a deck, no call. Oh, they're letting him play. Now Maddox with it on the drive, cut off, gets it to Gazelle. Back to Green, two players coming in. Coombs in for the Patriots. Green dumps it to Jimenez. He's fouled. They go into the basket. Spencer Green's got all the white shirts chasing him around. The Irish got to be efficient, cutting to the basket. And Jimenez is going to shoot two free throws. That foul was on number three. I don't think the Patriots have a number three. I'm guessing it's on 33, Isley. That's his third. I think that's three on Isley. Jimenez hits the free throw. The first free throw of the game. And this trip to the free throw line by Jimenez. The Irish did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Maddox Filan, Malachi Raymond, Manning Filan get breaks. Jake Warwick is checked in. Gazelle, Wood, Jimenez, and Green on the floor. Jimenez's second free throw's off the mark. Rebounded by Isley. Now Hawk with it. Irish up 47-29. Green on Wagaman. Comes off the screen, gets the ball, shoots at the elbow, and he hits it. Wagaman is really heating up, but they're keeping him off the three-point line. He hit back-to-back-to-back threes against the Irish at DeSales. 31 for the night, the Patriots, 47 for the Irish. Left corner pass to Jimenez, drive in, has it slapped away by Wagaman. It goes off the back of the backboard up onto the stage here in this small gym. And there's probably about 70 the Patriot students up on the portable bleachers in the balcony area. Lean out of the window, and Maddox Filan will inbound the ball. Irish up by 16 points. Warwick, left wing pass to Jimenez. 47-31 Irish. Inside a minute to go now in the third quarter. 8 on the shot clock. I'm not sure if the Irish recognize that. I didn't at first. Warwick's got it. He dumps it down to Jimenez. Goes up strong, partially blocked. Ball's loose. Jimenez gets it back. Oh, wait a second. Okay, the shot didn't hit the rim. The Patriots got the rebound. The Irish got it back, but that was a bang-bang play. Good defense by the Patriots. I don't think the Irish were aware of the shot clock situation. 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Irish were up 17 at the half. They're up 16 right now. Wagaman gives it off to Levi Eidler, who's checked in. Wagaman with Wood on him. Rises up over Wood, and he hits the shot. It's a two-pointer. Wagaman is filling up the score sheet in the third quarter like he did at DeSales, but this time most of them are two-pointers. Left corner to Maddox, Filan, three on the way over Isley, and the Irish answer back. Maddox's third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three of the game, second one of this quarter. The Irish back up by 17. Wagaman with Wood on him out of half court. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Left elbow jumper off the mark, rebound, Cazale. And Cazale is tied up with 2 seconds to go. And I think the possession arrow to the Patriots. So the Irish are going to have to play defense with 2 seconds to go in the third quarter at the far end. And the Patriots inbounding the ball. Now Wagaman's going to inbound the ball. So if he inbounds it, if he's going to get it back, he'll have to do so in 2 seconds. They don't. They get it to him in the corner. Nope, didn't beat the buzzer. Boy, they were signaling that that would have been good. That was not a beating the buzzer, but it was an air ball. The Sales defense hangs in there. They led by 17 at the half. The Irish lead by 17 with 8 minutes to go. 50-33 to Sales on top here in Richland against the undefeated number one ranked team in the state. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Wallawall Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales will start the fourth quarter with the basketball. They're working the offense directly below my vantage point. Wood on the right wing up top between the circles to Green. Kick to Phelan. Down low to Malachi Raymond. Knocked away by Isley. We got 11 on the shot clock. Ball knocked loose and Kumse, who's in the game, gets it. Irish turn it over to start the fourth quarter. Hawk now will bring it into front court. The Sales up 50-33. They lost to these guys January 7th. Only scored 51 points in the game. Cohen Woods steals the ball on the baseline, but can't keep from falling out of bounds with it at the far end of the court. 17 on the shot clock. Wagaman got a little bit of a rest there at the start of the fourth quarter. He scored 12 third-quarter points. He has 18 points to lead all scorers. Malachi Raymond leads the Irish with 16. They get to Wagman on the inbound. Tough shot over Wood. Won't go. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. He stripped, gets it back. Boy, there it's physical. They get it to Green. Now to front court to Wood. Back to Spencer at the top key. Left wing to Raymond. DeSales got to be efficient at the offensive end. Protect the ball. They have the 17-point lead. Down low to Manning Phelan. Back to Maddox. Maddox drives in the lane, puts up a little late footer, leaves it short. Rebound tip. Maddox fights for it and gets it, but saves it inbounds with right to Hawk. Now we've got a whistle and a foul in backcourt on Manning Phelan. Maddox said, hey, I'm the 5'10 guy. I took it away from three white shirts under the basket. They pushed me out of bounds. No call. I like Maddox's desire. He's got three Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes. He has 11 points. DeSales has three players in double figures, 16 for Malachi Raymond, 11 for Maddox Phelan, and 10 for Spencer Green. They talked to Wagaman about tucking his jersey in. He will. Neither team has scored here in the fourth quarter. Wagaman deep on the left wing. Green hunkers down on him. He gives it off to Hogeboom. Now on the right corner, Hawk has it. High post to Isley. Pass inside, knocked away by Manning Phelan. Loose ball picked up by Maddox Phelan. To Wood, into front court to Malachi. Wagaman confronts him. How do you not call that a foul? And Coach Wood bites his lip. Green on the drive shot, won't go. Rebound, and there's the foul. Wagaman is being very physical, and he fouls Malachi Raymond there with the push as Malachi beat him to the ball. That is Wagaman's third. Or is that four fouls? Oh, so that's okay. An inbound to Manning Phelan. He scores it. Okay. Let's see. Manning Phelan, his first bucket of the quarter. Hey, okay. Update. In the second or third quarter, there was a foul. We weren't sure who was on, and we decided to give it to Eli Isley, who's number 33, but instead they gave it to Riker Wagerman as his third foul. So that is four fouls on Riker Wagaman. That's the good news. The bad news is Nate Grover just had a strong bucket inside and got fouled by Manning Phelan. And Grover completes a three-point play. Irish up 52-36. Pressure by the Patriots. They've got to do it. Get it half court to Wood and the front court to Maddox Filan. Up top to Malachi Raymond. Now to Green in the left corner to right, left corner to Wood. Wood on the drive inside. He gets himself in the air. Got in trouble. Grover steals it from him. Grover the other way. And it's blocked by Raymond, but it goes right to Cowan, who puts it in. But Malachi Raymond got above Grover, above the rim, and blocked the shot. I love that play, but Cowan there with the follow-up. Irish up by 14. They led by as many as 21. Swing it to Raymond. Raymond three on the way. Won't go. Grover with the rebound. 5:25 to go. The Sales lead is down to 14. Coach Wood and the Irish faithful saying, got to play some defense. Let's go. Down low to Grover. Back up top to Wagaman. Three on the way over Green. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Cohen Wood. Spencer will slow it down as he gets the ball at half court. Right wing pass to Malachi, to Maddox Filan. He hits a three-pointer, but the whistle had already blown. Coach Wood takes a timeout. The Irish have led by as many as 21. They had a 17-point lead at the end of this third quarter. They lead by 14 right now. Coach Wood trying to settle his guys down. They've been outscored 5-2 so far in the quarter. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the old football coach in me says, hey, let's just run the ball and protect the lead. But you can't do that in basketball. You got a 30-second clock, and you got to try to score it every 30 seconds at least. The Sales, listen to head coach Eric Wood down below me. One thing I'm thinking is now that we know Wagaman has four fouls, if you can work it into your offensive scheme, they need to attack him. They come to go to a 2-3 zone, and Raymond throws it right to Cowan, so the Patriots switch up the defense and fool the Irish. So they're going to protect Wagaman with the zone. He has the ball back. Maddox finally right on it, has to give it up to Grover. High post to Hogebohm. Back to Grover. Grover looking inside, jump stop in the lane. He doubled. No, what are they going to say? A reach-in foul. Got the ball knocked away, got it back, but it's going to be a foul on the Sales. That's on Manning Filan. That's his third. Third on the Irish here in the fourth quarter. Patriots have committed just one fourth quarter foul, but it was a big one, the fourth one on Wagaman. They get inbounds to Grover. Irish up 52-38. Inbound tip knocked away. Maddox Filan has it. Nice defense by the Irish. That's been the theme. Green on the drive, jump stop in the lane. Manning Filan wide open underneath. He misses a shot. Wagaman with the rebound. Maddox, or Manning, that's been his bugaboo for him, missing those bunnies. Wagaman the other way. He misses a shot inside with Raymond right on him. We've got a whistle and a jump ball is called as Maddox Filan got tied up. Jimenez is going to check in for the Irish. Manning Filan, who's been gimpy with the left leg, he's going to come out. And now across the way of 4:19 to go, the Patriots have the lead down to 14 and will inbound the ball under their own basket. They have to get into Wagaman. Oh, knocked away by Malachi Raymond. Malachi's got good arm span and very quick. He just tipped it out of bounds. Wagaman was open, but they couldn't get it to him. They'll try that again probably. Instead in the left corner to Grover. Grover, pass up top for Hawk. Hawk gets by Maddox, five in the corner to Wagaman. Three on the way over Green. He's got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. And it's an 11-point game. Irish led by as many as 21. Their lead is down to 11. Jimenez has the ball knocked away. Loose ball kicked out to Green in the corner to Wood. Three on the way, in and out. Won't go. Rebound Hawk. Hawk is behind the defense. Raymond shadowing him. And he's going to miss the lay-in. Tipped around Malachi. Raymond's got it. Coming back the other way. The Irish get a break there. Ahead to Green. Three on the way. Got it. Oh, a missed lay-in by Hawk. The Irish get it down the other end. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three by Spencer, have got the lead back up to 13 points. 13 points in the game for Spencer. Hawk on the tough drive. Shot won't go. Malachi with the rebound. To Maddox Filan. Two on two. Slow it down. No, yeah, they will. Kick out to Green. Three on the way. Go! Off the mark. It was in and out. Jimenez with the rebound. Puts it up with the reverse lay-in. Spencer Green missed the three. Jimenez, the freshman, got the rebound in traffic. Reverse lay-in with his right hand. Timeout Hawks. The Sales back up. Or timeout Coach Hawk. Timeout for the Patriots. Irish have opened the lead back up to 16 points. 57 to 41, 3:11 to go in the ballgame when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Listen to Irish radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, this is about the time of year you want to peak. The start of league tournament play is next week, and the Irish on January 7th were beat 58-51 by the Patriots. The Patriots have run the table so far. They're undefeated and ranked number one in the state, but with 3:11 to go in the ballgame, the Irish are up by 16, 57-41. So far, and there's still plenty of time to play, this is a confidence builder for the Irish, but they've got to keep it up for 3 minutes and 11 seconds, and the guy who's going to inbound the ball, Riker Wagaman, has shown that he can score points in a hurry. He's got 21 points. 15 of those in the second half, and now another Patriot being asked to tuck his jersey in. They've had some challenges with that. And now they'll inbound the ball. In the backcourt, it goes to Hawk. Hawk had a tough sequence a moment ago, missed a couple of inside shots, and Spencer Green hit a three to make him pay. Lob down low to Grover, backing in on Jimenez, takes a tough shot inside. He scores it. Nate Grover, 6'1 senior, six seniors on this roster. That was a nice bucket off the timeout. Irish up 57-43. They show the trap. They get inside to Raymond. He catches and scores without coming down. That is the alley-oop pass without the dunk. Spencer Green, a beautiful pass. Malachi to the finish. They showed a trap, and Spencer threw it right over the top of it. Cowan, three-point attempt won't go. Tipped in by Hogaboam. Hogaboam went up strong behind an Irish defender. Irish up by 14. What a play. Green just from across half court. Right at the rim for a Malachi catch and dropped it in. Wood on the drive, pulls up from 8 feet, shot blocked by Hogaboam. Hogaboom's got been making some plays. A bunch of seniors out there for the Patriots. Wagerman drives baseline, ball knocked loose, ball's on the deck. Maddox Filan saves it to Green, and Green saves a possession with the timeout. Maddox dove on the deck, got the ball, shoveled to Spencer, who was tiptoeing the sideline. He was about to fall right into the Patriot bench. Called the timeout. 2:07 to go. Irish with the ball, leading 59-45 when we come back on 94. Actually, we're going to keep it here. It's just a 30-second timeout. So we're keeping it here. The Irish have committed 3 fouls. The Patriots have only committed 1. I'm thinking with a 14-point Irish lead, at some point the Patriots might have to try to put the Irish at the line on by fouling, but they've got to commit 3-4 more fouls to do so. And Wagaman, their one legit scorer with 21 points, is playing with 4 fouls. But Nate Grover, a 6'1 senior, he's had a nice run. He's hit 5 points in this fourth quarter. And now Spencer Green sees some water or something on the court, so they're going to rub it down. These kids all know each other. A lot of good sportsmanship when these two teams play. And now they'll do the housekeeping. The Patriots, they've got a 2-2-1 zone look. Now they'll go. They're going to try to trap Spencer at half court. They get up top to Wood. Ball's knocked in the backcourt. Spencer Green gets it back. Wild pass inside right to Wagaman. Spencer tries to defend Wagaman. He will, but he gets to the Hawk for the lay-in. Timeout to Sales. So Liberty Christian is playing a defense where they've got 2 players standing at half court, about halfway between the emblem and the sideline. So they're inviting you to come straight up the middle. Then they've got two players stacked behind those guys about 5 feet at the top of the key area. So they're really making it look like you can attack the middle. The first time they did it, Spencer lobbed it all the way to the rim for a lay-in by Malachi Raymond. That time, the Irish got the ball knocked away from Spencer. Spencer chased it down in backcourt and then turned and threw it away. So the Coach Wood calls a timeout. Irish turn it over, giving up a bucket. 12-point Irish lead, 1:49 to go. Now they'll press full court. This is a great test for both teams with the postseason starting next week. Irish try to break the press. Green throws it over the top to Jimenez into front court, and they foul Jimenez. So good coaching by Coach Dylan Hawk says, hey, we try to steal the ball off the inbound, okay? And then if we can't, we got to commit the fouls and get up to the five team fouls. So Cowan picks up his first. Mateo Jimenez, a freshman, is going to come out. Manning Filan is back in. So Coach Wood has got his starting five back out there. Maddox Filan will inbound the ball across the way in front of the Patriot fans. Gets into backcourt to Spencer Green. Spencer surveys the defense, picks up his dribble at the half court. Kick pass in the left corner from Malachi Raymond to Wood. He's trapped over there. Gets it to Spencer Green. Down the corner, gets it to Manning Filan. Swing it to Maddox. Don't panic. Now on the baseline to Filan. That's Manning. Now to Maddox. Maddox strip bump from behind. No call. Ball's loose on the deck. Manning gets it back. He puts it up. Strong won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond, and he puts it in. Boy, it is kamikaze defense by the Patriots, and the Irish survive it. Raymond has 20. There's a ball knocked away by Wood. A minute to go. Irish up by 15. Raymond knocks the ball away. He saves it, but right to Hogaboam. Now to Weigemann. Wood and Green right on him. Got to push him off the three-point line. Out near half court. Up top it goes to Grover. Right corner to Hawk. Down low to Hogaboam. Hogaboam, a little jump stop inside. He scores it. Timeout, Patriots. 61-49 to Sales. Up by 12. 48.6 seconds to go. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish.
Listen to Irish radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, I keep going back to the January 7th game. The Irish are down 33-21 at the half, down 50-36 at the end of the third quarter. The Irish made a very aggressive push in the fourth quarter, outscored the Patriots 15-8, but the Patriots held on, so to speak, for the 58-51 win. DeSales got off to the good start here. In this one, they led by 17 at the start of this fourth quarter. They've been outscored. The Irish have 11, 5, 7, 9, 11, 12, 14, 16-11 in the fourth quarter, but they have a 12-point lead with 49 seconds to go. Full court pressure by the Patriots. Cohen Wood inbound. Get it to Maddox Filan. Kumze is on him. Gets it to front court to Malachi Raymond. He gets by Cowan and lays it in. The Irish break the press, and they're now up by 14. Desperation is set in. Kumze, a deep three off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Malachi Raymond. To Green. Green is fouled. 30.9 seconds to go. The Sales, 14-point advantage. They would take 5 3-point field goals for the Patriots to win this one. They'd have to stop the Sales and make 5 baskets in 30.9 seconds. Weigemann comes back in for Cowan. Remember, he has the 4 fouls, and now Hawk will foul. Hawk's first. And that's now 4 on the Patriots, so not a shooting foul. Sales will inbound the game again in front of the Patriot bench. Over here on the sideline, Cohen Wood will come over and get it. The Irish broke the press 2 possessions ago. Malachi Raymond with a lay-in on off a pass. I think it was from Spencer getting front court to Wood. They don't need any more points. They get to Maddox Filan. They'll foul him with 21.4 seconds left. So the Patriot seniors lined up across with their families across the end line before this game started, celebrating as well they should, coming into this game 17-0, ranked number one in the state. And the Irish have come into the the packed environment with the Patriot gymnasium, and they have defeated. I know there's 21 seconds left, but Coach Hawk has said, hey, good effort, seniors. He takes them out. Now the Sales will bring their guys in. Maddox Filan missed the first free throw, but he'll get one more. So the Sales boys are now tied for first with the Patriots. We'll give the official numbers at 21.4 seconds from now. Maddox's second free throw is good. He's got 12 points. Now he'll come out, Nick Quaddle, into the ball game. So Hawk checks out. Coomsey checks in. They've got six seniors, so they've got to have at least one senior out there. This final 20 seconds. The Sales is going to win this one. They're up 64-49. They get inside to Isley. Isley's shot won't go. Kick out to Levi Idler's checked, and he drives in strong, and he's fouled with 8 seconds to go. The Sales boys, what an improvement from January 7th to now. A 58-51 loss on January 7th, which really, quite frankly, wasn't as close as the final score indicated. And they held Liberty Christian's Patriots to just, well, 50 points right now as Idler hits the free throw. The foul on the Irish was on Nick Quaddle. The crowd is quiet. Idler hits them both. The Sales boys, very satisfying win. Tice Wood to Quaddle. The Irish don't even need to bring it up court. They'll just play catch in back court, and they will win it. They go on the road. A month of January where they showed a lot of improvement. 64-51, DeSales upsets the number one team in the state on their home floor. We'll be right back with the Haffey totals on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales. I was away on that break. The Irish boys sung the fight song to their fans that were packed into four rows of bleachers behind the basket. And then one of the things I've always loved about our matchup with Liberty Christian, they end with a prayer with both teams at half court. And we used to do that in football as well for many years. And so you always want to end up, whatever you do, thanking the Lord. And they did that. And the Irish boys get the 64-51 win. The fast start was a big, important thing to do. Fast start, better defense early. And the Irish did it, up 19-14 in a very competitive, fast-paced first quarter. Then the Irish defense really clamped down. The Patriots were definitely out of sync. You can't get any more out of sync than they were. The Irish shut out the Patriots in the second quarter. They outscored them 12-0 in a really competitive, hard-fought quarter. And so the Irish take the defensive fight to the Patriots, holding the number one team in the state at the time, undefeated on the season, and holds them without a point in the second quarter. Irish led 31-14 at the half, a 17-point lead. They grew it to as many as 21 in the third quarter. They outscored that. Let's see. I forgot to total up the quarter score for the Patriots. 6, 8, 11, 12, 15, 17, 19. Each team scored 19 points in the third quarter. Irish led by 17 heading into the fourth quarter. Patriots got it down to 12 at one point, but never got it into single digits. They outscored the Irish 18-14 in the fourth quarter, but DeSales wins it 64-51. They go wire to wire here in the Patriot Gymnasium against an undefeated and number one ranked team in the state. Coach Woods' guys showing the improvement at the right time, the final week of the regular season, getting ready for the postseason. DeSales goes to 11-1, matching the 11-1 record now of Liberty Christian for number one in the great division. Now, the Irish, the challenge is to avoid a letdown after such an important ball game. They take on a very good Sunnyside Christian team on Friday. And so we don't want to get ahead of ourselves with the league tournament coming up. Sunnyside Christian is 7-3. They'll play Touche tomorrow, likely win that one to go to 8-3. But if I'm doing my math right, I don't think Sunnyside can catch DeSales. But we'll study that. Let's not worry about that. We'll just talk about these happy totals with the Irish with the 64-51 win. We're going to look at individual totals and wrap things up when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the crowd's still milling around. The Irish fans waiting for their sons to get out of the locker room. Irish win at 64-51. Let's look at the individual totals for this one. For the Patriots, they end up scoring 51 points. They scored 58 at DeSales on January 7th. But you can just keep looking at that zero in the second quarter for the Patriots. Certainly a big difference there. The Irish win it by 13. They outscored them by 12 in that second quarter. But a wire-to-wire great finish. Coach Dylan Hawk ends up getting all of his players in the ballgame here on senior night. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players got in the ballgame. 6 of them seniors playing their last game on their home court, I assume. They are at Wava tomorrow and at Prescott. So they'll likely win both of those. Those are the bottom two teams in the league. The scoring for the Patriots, 2 points for Levi Idler and a couple of free throws there in the last 12 seconds or so. 2 points for Trevor Hawk, the 6-foot senior, had a tough ball game. 5 points for Harris and Cowan, all in the second half. 6 points for Camden Hogaboom, all in the second half. And then two players in double figures. Nate Grover, the 6'1 senior, 13 points, 5 in that fourth quarter. And then 21 points for Riker Wagaman, the 6'2 senior, had 22 in that win over the Irish. He ends up with 21. He had 6 in the first half. And the third quarter is a big deal for him. He scored 13 on the Irish in the third quarter down at DeSales, including back-to-back-to-back threes. He scored 7, 9, 11, 12 in the third quarter this time, but only one Hank Warden-Edward-Jones three. And then he hit a Hank Warden-Edward-Jones three in the fourth quarter for his only basket. And the Irish ran him off the three-point line. They defended him hard. He missed some shots, but he does lead them in scoring with 21 points. The Patriots go 5 of 6 from the free throw line. The Sales, Coach Wood got all his guys in the game as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 guys. And 6 of them score points. 5 for Mateo Jimenez. Rebound putback with a reverse right-hand lay-in from the left side in a bunch of traffic. That was a nice play after an Irish miss. 6 points for Cohen Wood. Great defense by Cohen. He was one of the main guys that was shadowing Wagaman. And then 3 DeSales players. No, I missed Manning Filan with 6. So 5 for Jimenez, 6 for Manning, 6 for Cohen. And then 3 players in double figures. Maddox Filan, 12 points. I mentioned him as a key player because he's the guy that they have defenses typically have to sag off of to provide the needed extra help on Spencer Green. And Maddox had a Hank Warden-Edward-Jones three in the first quarter, a 2-point field goal in the second quarter, and then he and Spencer combined for 4 Hank Warden-Edward-Jones threes in the third quarter, which helped the Irish keep pace as each team scored 19 points in that third quarter. Then Maddox hit 1 of 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. And some of those are obvious things you can write down on a stat sheet, but that guy, he's generously listed at 5'9", and he had several rebounds inside against the much taller Patriots and fought for those in a very physical game. He has 12 points, and Spencer Green, 13 points. A little different than last year here on this floor where he scored 49. Didn't score in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Those 2 3-point field goals in the third quarter and another 3 in the fourth quarter as the Hank Warden-Edward-Jones threes helped break up the momentum of the Patriots throughout the second half. The Irish hit 1 3-pointer in the first half, 5 in the second half for a total of 6. The Patriots, I don't think I wrote that down how many threes they made in the game at DeSales, but I know Wagaman hit 3 in a row. But they hit just 4 for the whole game. So the Irish defense and the Coach Wood on, I think it was January 10th, after the loss to Tulalip Heritage at the Wenatchee tournament, said we got to get better on defense, we got to play with more energy, and we got to work on our chemistry. Message received, Coach Wood. And on January 27th at Liberty Christian, they knock off the undefeated state champion Patriots. And then the leading scorer for DeSales, Malachi Raymond. Big difference. Malachi, I think he was playing, let's see, how many games did he played when they played Liberty Christian? He played 1, 2, 3, 4. It was his 5th game after coming off the broken finger. Still not in game shape. And he didn't score. He was in game shape tonight. 12 first quarter points, and then a silly foul out near half court gave him his 2nd of the first quarter. But he had blocked shots. 1, he was above the rim against Grover. Now, they did end up, the trailer put that shot in, but Malachi made some really impressive athletic plays. Spencer Green threw an alley-oop pass to him from half court to get behind the press, and Malachi above the rim caught it. And instead of trying to dunk it, which I know he would have loved to do, he just dropped it in. And Malachi scores 22 points, 12 in the first quarter, none in the second quarter. He was sitting a lot of that quarter with the foul trouble, 4 in the third quarter, and 6 more in the fourth quarter as the Patriots started to have to pay more attention to him. And you can take a one-way away one score, and you can match up with 2 scores possibly. But when you got a third guy that can really fill it up, and that tonight was Malachi Raymond, he leads all scorers with 22 points. Irish were 2 for 4 at the free throw line. They went to the line just twice. No free throw attempts in the first half. And the Patriots went to the free throw line on 3 different occasions, 4 different occasions, and went 5 of 6. The Irish commit 10 fouls, the Patriots 12 fouls, but the last 4 of those were basically intentional. It was a physical game, but an evenly called game. And the Irish, the better team on this night, these guys will probably, I'm going to go ahead and predict, they'll probably meet for the Southeast 1B League Championship in a couple weeks up at Dayton. And the league tournament starts next week and will last for 2 weeks. Irish win at 64-51. Malachi Raymond is our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side with the 22 points. Congratulations to him and the whole team. They did a great job. Team effort, a lot of improvement, and that takes the whole team working hard at practice. And the Irish boys build some momentum, and they're going to have to take some deep breaths, get a couple good days of practice because they've got a very good Sunnyside Christian team coming to the Irish gym on Friday. Sunnyside Christian ranked number 11 in the state as of press time, and they are 12-3 on the season. Have lost only 1 game since the Irish beat them back on December 20th. So be a tough matchup, but the Irish have proven they've got the metal to do it. Got to give them confidence, giving Liberty Christian their first loss of the season. And the girls led until early in the fourth quarter against the Lady Patriots, but could not keep up with the onslaught late, being outscored 19-10 in the fourth quarter. The Irish girls lose at 48-44 in a battle for 2 teams tied for second place. Peyton Benavidez is our player of the game in the girls' contest. The 5'8 junior scored in every quarter, had 24 points, but the Irish struggled at the free throw line, just 2 of 9 in the girls' game. The Patriots went to the free throw line 26 times. That was quite a disparity. And so the Irish girls, they'll live to play another day too. And that another day will be Friday. Sunnyside Christian girls versus the Irish at 6, followed by the boys at 7:30. That's at DeSales. And the Irish finish up the season Saturday against Touche on senior night in the Irish gym. Girls tip off at 4 o'clock, followed by the boys. With that, hope you've enjoyed this doubleheader broadcast. The Irish give the Patriots their first loss of the season and are now tied with them for first place in the Southeast 1B Grape Division. Great effort. Thank you for listening. That's why we do these broadcasts, so you can listen along the way. Without you, we don't have a broadcast. And please think of all of our great sponsors. Postseason play starts next week, and with that, there are fees to broadcast those games, and our sponsorships take care of all those extra costs. And the best way to thank them is to patronize their businesses. Great job back at the studio by Rod and Gabe. With that, this is Mike Spees saying God bless. Until Friday versus Sunnyside Christian at the sales. We'll send you back to the studios at 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2, Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.